Hey everybody, I'm Dr. Deb, and welcome to another episode of PTSD and Beyond. Welcome to the PTSD and Beyond podcast, where we give you insights into post-traumatic stress, trauma recovery, healing, and beyond. I'm Dr. Deb Lind, and in each episode, I have a conversation with a guest who will stimulate your mind, touch your heart, and connect with your spirit, and also give you a greater understanding of yourself and others on this healing and recovery journey walked by so many of us before, wounded healers with lived experience and heroes. Hopefully, we'll also provide a glimpse into possibilities and purpose, hope, and inspiration. Thanks for listening and enjoy the podcast. One last thing, guys, before we dive into today's episode, if you'd like an ad-free experience and like early access to new episodes and special events, I want to let you know you can join us at patreon.com. That is patreon.com/PTSD and Beyond. All right, let's do it. Hey, everybody, it's Dr. Deb here with PTSD and Beyond. Happy May 19th. We're doing, yes, another daily book of positive quotations by Linda Pacone. Today's topic is making miracles. I do not know how to pronounce the person's name who wrote the quote. I believe it's Talmud. And here's the quote. Hope for a miracle, but don't depend on one. There's no harm in wishing for miracles to get us out of our worst messes, unless wishing is all that we do. We'd like someone to offer us the perfect job. We want our friends who are ill to recover quickly. We long for the person of our dreams to desire us. Sometimes miracles do happen, but more often we must be the architects of our own miracles. Instead of wanting to be offered the perfect job, we buckle down and work extra hours. We network and apply ourselves so that when the right position finally does come along, we've got a good shot at it. There's nothing wrong with hope. With holding hope and holding hope for a miracle. I think the message here is also the awareness of taking your power back. Taking your power back. What does taking your power back mean? And how does that taking your power back relate to and add to being the architect of your own miracle? What is it that you could learn? You know, sometimes, and I say that what is it that you can learn is because sometimes with trauma survivors, I don't want to say there's this learned helplessness, okay? I mean, there are learned helplessness areas. Where I'm going with this is my thought, meaning where I'm going with my thought is, what is it in your life that you struggle with the most? I've seen people say that I can't balance my checkbook. I can't create a budget. I struggle with this. I wasn't taught how to do it. Well, the beauty of the internet is there's so much information out there, for one thing. How can we be the self-directed architects of our own life? How can we be the self-directed architects of our own learnings? See, we're all capable of learning. There isn't anything that we can't learn. We can learn to do something. You've learned to do things before, so that means you can learn to do something again. And if it's scary and it causes, you know, anxiety and worry and other things, right? Who in your life do you have that you could actually sit with and say, hey, you know, can you just sit with me and do this? Can you sit with me? Maybe you've asked other people and you haven't felt like, yeah, this is how I want to feel. And maybe there isn't anybody. So what resources are out there? What free services are out there that can sit with you and be with you and to support you to do these things? Because there are people, there's always someone. How can we be our own architects for our own miracles? What does that look like? What does that look like? I think one of the things or one of the ways that it can look like is instead of looking externally
You can say, I'm preparing for that moment. I'm preparing for that moment. I'm doing all this work and I'm preparing so that way when that day does come, because it will come, I'm ready for it. I'm ready for it. Here's the affirmation. I can dream of miracles, but I will do what I need to do to make good things happen. Yes, I love this message for the day. Making miracles. Why? It's because when we're looking to accomplish something, ask yourself, is this, fill in the blank, in alignment with me making miracles and miracles happening? If it's not in alignment, then don't do it. I mean, I'm not telling you what to do. What I am saying is to take a deeper level of don't do something for doing sake. Do something because it's making miracle sake. I like that. We're gonna end the podcast with that because that's perfect. Yes, even sometimes I come up with good quotes myself. All right, you guys, this is Dr. Deb with PTSD and Beyond. Remember to give us a like and a subscribe and make a comment. And as always, we're better together, we're stronger together, and take what resonates and go beyond.